Getting back to the slideshow, we've only got 15 minutes, so we should finish this off.
好，我们这还有15分钟的课程，我们先看一下那个投影片。
Now, Fanny, this is talking about his wife here, is on the side of France, so she's very supportive of France.
那个 Fanny 是，就是还是回到那部电影。隐藏的生活，隐藏的就他太太叫 Fanny。
Yeah, now his wife was very supportive of him.
他是非常支持他先生 France.
And she knew the consequences. She knew that if France stood up for truth, that he would die.
他非常清楚 France 如果讲了他的实话，一直站在真理的这一边的话，一定会死。
She has a very opposite attitude to Job's wife.
他所以 Fanny 呢跟这个约伯的太太很不一样，他用的立场是完全不同于约伯的那个太太。
And we did talk about when we studied about Job in the past, how Job's wife was actually playing what we call the role of the advocate for Satan. She was like an agent of Satan.
那因为约伯的太太在约伯记里很清楚的是，他太太基本上是好像是撒旦的代言人一样。
When Job was tested, and remember Satan was allowed by God, he was given permission by God, that he could destroy Job's business, take away his wealth, and even destroy his children. And he used people, he promoted people, the enemies of the land, to come and kill his workers, to steal all his cattle from his business, and then a hurricane came.And see, the angels can control the weather, and they destroyed the house where his children were having a party, and his children all died.
这个故事啊，其实有机会再好好读一下，就是那应该说撒旦得到神的这个允许，让他来测试他，所以他其实把约伯的生意、财产、子女全部都弄掉了。包括他可以让一些坏人来把他们的这么工厂什么都烧掉，然后还把那些牛全部都死了。他养的牛，因为约伯其实是很有钱的一个人，他非常受到祝福。然后最后还来了一个龙卷风，他的子女都在一个房子里，那个龙卷风居然把房子给摧毁了，所有的他的子女都被压死，就他就什么都没了，只剩下一个太太。
Well, that was the first part of the test, and he passed that, and his wife was obviously in grief, like Job.
What do you mean, he passed that?
He passed the test, okay. Well, at that stage, he didn't get angry to God, and he wasn't bitter, and he didn't say, God, why is this happening to me? He accepted. Job said, the Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was still praising God. He passed the test.
而但是约伯却能够通过这个测验，因为他太太问他说，怎么会这样呢？就他就，约伯就跟他太太说，神给的，神拿回去，没有什么。所以他就等于是通过了这个测试。
And then Lucifer, you know, Satan went back to God and said, well, okay, he passed that part of the test, but if I take away his health,They came to some agreement and God allowed Lucifer to take away Job's health. But don't kill the man. See, God is in control. God sets the boundaries.
路西佛就是撒旦，哈，就是在天堂的天使路西佛。他就通过测试之后，路西佛就问神说，你，那如果我把他健康也拿掉呢？就神也让他这么做。对，就他就生病。
So for the second part of the test, now Satan comes back. He's flying between heaven and earth. So, you know, he's very fast, obviously. And then he infects Job with a skin disease all the way from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet.
然后那个撒旦他就从天上又飞到人间，然后让那个约伯从头到脚都长满了那个像癣一样的那种
疮。
But even still, you know, Job is passing the test and he's maintaining what we can call a relaxed mental attitude. We had that last week. He's still praising God, but his wife can't handle it.
然后呢，但是他却还可以用一个轻松的态度，放松的态度来面对这件事情。那但是约伯的太太却完全不能忍受了。
You see, Job should have had Fanny, this woman from the movie, for his wife.
所以如果约伯有像 Fanny 这样的老婆就好了。
And because Fanny would have been saying, well, you know, we still have each other and God is still with us and we're still alive and let's praise God and sing songs to God and you know, things like that.
They're Christian.
Yeah, that's right. In the movie, they're Christian. Yeah.
好，所以这个 Fanny 呢，就是跟那个 France 是反而是讲说，哦，我们还 什么都没有也没关系，我们还是有神，让我们一起来赞美神。
But Job's wife just said, why don't you just curse God and die?
约伯的太太反而说，你为什么不诅咒神，然后就死了算了。
And then she walked off out of his life.
然后他这个老婆就跑了。
And we never hear about her again.
我们再也没有听到他的声音。
Very different. She should have been encouraging her husband. That's what wives are supposed to do.
她应该是要来鼓励她的先生的，这是太太该做的。
From the movie, going back to the movie here, we see that Fanny is accepting things that she can't understand. Now, she's a believer, and we see that, you know, they have this faith with God.
好，所以 Fanny 呢，在这个整个情境中，她其实呢，是接受了她不能了解的状态。
And she makes a statement in the movie. She says, someday we will know what all this is for, you know, what all this suffering is about.
然后她只讲了一句话，就说，将来有一天，我们终于会知道这些是为了什么。
No mysteries, we will know why we live.
不再有任何的悬疑，我们会知道我们为什么而活。
Okay, now we saw from the past of the bishop, he's mentioned in the quote here, the bishop of their local church, he really doesn't know anything about God's plan. So we cannot expect Fanny and Franz to know much about the spiritual life. Because they're going to that church, the bishop is useless as a teacher of the word of God.
That's a Catholic church.
I think so, yeah.
好，那他们这里面还有这一个当地的教堂的一个应该算神父吧，哈。那他很显然的什么都不懂，所以没办法想象这个 Franz 跟 Fanny 有从他们这边学到什么。
Yeah, we have one scene in the movie, it's almost like Franz is teaching the bishop about God and his plan.
所以有一个景在这电影中有一幕啊，还是好像 Franz 在教这个神父。
And Franz and Fanny obviously had more faith than the bishop did.
很显然他们这夫妻俩还比这个神父更有信心，对神更有信心。
But Fanny does make this statement, so obviously that their understanding of God's plan is very limited.
对，就是从这个 Fanny 所说的这两句话看起来，她其实是不懂得神的话语。
We don't want to be in that situation. See, through learning doctrine, we don't have mysteries. As long as you keep learning the Bible every day for the rest of your life, all of those mysteries you have, they will be cleared up.
如果我们每天都很认真的在读圣经的人，其实不可能去问出像 Fanny 这样子的这个什么好神秘的什么，就我们应该对我们的人生不再有任何迷惑。
And the more you learn doctrine, the more clear it becomes about why you are here.
只要我们越读神的话语，读这些圣经的话语，我们就越清楚我们在这个世界上的生命是为了什么而活。
Just to quickly finish off.These are our reasons why we're here and what our purpose is in life.
这些呢，在荧幕上的这些，就是我们在这个人生活着为人的一些目标、目的。
Yeah, now, there's probably some terms in here you're not familiar with, but we have talked about these many times before.
我们之前也谈过这些。
This is your number one priority. We talk about if you're going to be serious about doing God's plan, you have to get your priorities in order.
如果你想要真正了解上帝的计划，你必须要把你的这个优生命的优先次序搞对。
Okay, and these are all listed as number one priority, but because they're all important, they're all essential components to achieving God's purpose for your life.
这些上面都写的是第一个优先次序，那是因为这些都是一样的重要，这些是让我们能够执行神的计划在这世界上面。
And these are all commands from Scripture, really.
这些都是在圣经里面给我们的命令。
For example, we're commanded to study the Word of God.
我们被命令一定要研读神的话语。
We're commanded to apply the Word of God.
我们被命令要一定要使用神的话语。
You're commanded to develop a love for God. Well, you're actually just commanded to love God, but you can't love God until you develop that love.
我们也要遵守，我们要建立对神的爱，因为我们要爱神。但是神爱神，你是如果不去慢慢建立对他的爱的话，你是没办法爱神的。
Yeah, and you can't love God, of course, unless you study the Word of God, because then you're not going to know God.
如果你没有去读神的话语，你是不可能爱神的，因为你根本不认识他。
Okay, you're commanded to do the will of God, not what you want to do, but what God wants you to do.
然后第四个是你必须要。按照神的旨意来做。
And again, these are all number one priorities. So you put what God wants you to do above everything that you want to do.
所以你一定要建立到你所有你要做的事情是神要你做的，就是神要你做的永远是高于你自己想要做的。
Okay, number one priority, developing what we call occupation with the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，要建造耶稣基督在我们脑海中，随时在脑海中就定睛于神啊。There's
many verses in scripture that tells you, like, you have to keep your eyes on Jesus or keep looking at Jesus. But the way we look is through what we call perception of the Bible. See, we can't see Jesus physically, but we can see Jesus through our studies.
我们其实我们要定睛在耶稣基督身上，其实是就是必须定睛在我们的圣经上，因为圣经上面才有看得到耶稣基督。Okay.
Occupation means focus, yes, complete focus from in your thinking.
Concentration.
Yeah. Yeah, concentration. And LJ, see, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. Your priority, and this is why God created humans and angels, to glorify God to the maximum.
而我们更重要的事情是神，他建造天使与我们人类，最重要的是我们能够荣耀神，在最大程度的去荣耀神。And
you can't glorify God if you're involved in your sins, obviously.
那如果我们一直在罪里面，我们怎么都不可能去荣耀神。
And you can't be blaming Satan or your sin nature for your sins.
你不能够去责骂撒旦或者是你的罪性，因为全部我们都是由我们的自由意志决定的。Number
one priority, becoming a witness in the angelic appeal trial. That's why Adam and Eve were created.
最后一个是说要成为天使法庭上面的见证人。 这是亚当夏娃人类被创造的最主要的原因，就是我们要成为天堂法庭的见证人。Yeah,
they were tested in the garden. That's why God put them in the garden, to be tested, and Satan was allowed to test the witnesses.
而亚当夏娃之所以被创造，就是让他们在伊甸园里面，然后让撒旦可以去测试他们。Okay,
and I've got number one priority with the question marks. This is, you know, just for you to think about yourself. What are some other priorities? This is not a complete list. There's actually more to this list.
而这个整个清单并不完全，你还可以好好的去想，还有什么是站在神的角度上，我们应该当做第一个优先次序的。For
example, we have the number nine problem-solving device, which is, you know, sharing the happiness of God.
就比如说，在十个解决问题的方法里面的第九个，就是我们要能够分享神的喜乐，就是神。 为什么而高兴，我们也要学习以那个为高兴。There's
definitely other things which are crucial to achieving God's purpose for your life.
这些都是要能够成就我们的生命的目标的重点。Anyway,
that's all we have time for tonight.
我们今天的课就上到这边。Okay,
let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the privilege and the opportunity to study your word this evening.
感谢天父给我们这样的一个优待，让我们能够好好的研读你的话语。
We give thanks that you've provided us every resource, every spiritual and physical resource we need in order that we can know about you and your plan.
而且感谢天父能够提供我们这些属灵跟属世的一些资源，让我们可以更研读你的话语，而了解你的计划。
And we pray that as we focus on the message and meditate on your word,
我们要祷告，希望我们能够专注于你的话语，而且让我们能够随时的念兹在兹。
That the Holy Spirit will make these things a reality in our souls.
而且让圣灵能够把所有的所学的能够成为事实，在我们的魂中滋长。
So we give thanks for all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们的所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.